It's time for Brew and Buzz on a Friday morning here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. Hopefully it's finding you well. Evan Farbach with Bartlesville High School Athletic and Activities Director Thad Dilbeck on the program. And Coach, inching our way toward the middle part of July, and obviously we're kind of getting closer to the school year, and what's an interesting time for you and administrators at the school, not only in activities and athletics, but certainly for kids to get back to school. And we're kind of just creeping our way toward the time where they're going to have to make some big decisions. And it kind of sounds like as of right now, everyone's just going as forward as you would think.
Yeah, that's right, Evan. And good morning, and thanks for having me. We're moving forward. This week we moved into phase two of our summer workouts, and opened up some facilities and added or relaxed some of our restrictions, and have allowed some more sports specific exercises to take place and activities to take place. We've got gyms open and volleyball's in the gym playing, and basketball coaches are working in their small groups, and it's good to hear the basketball's bouncing in the gyms again.
And I know, same thing that we've touched on before, but really nice, I'm sure, for, for instance, Coach Martin, Coach Stewart, to be able to see some of those basketball guys and girls, for Coach Ward to be able to see some of those volleyball players. Obviously, they may have had some contact and talked on the phone and whatnot, but not in any kind of official capacity. So again, I know the number one thing that I've heard, not only from your guys as coaches at Bartlesville High, but surrounding area coaches, is it's just nice to kind of get the ball rolling and get to see your kids and let them have some sort of activity other than sitting at home, and give them kind of a sense of normalcy, even though it may not be 100% normal.
You're right. Those coaches that you mentioned were excited to get back at it, and from the number of kids that have been showing up, the kids are excited to be back in there, and I've told many people over the last few weeks that I'm always impressed with young people and how resilient they are and how they've adapted to the new guidelines we're having to follow, and still getting in good work and good practice and giving good effort to get better. The coaches were excited and ready to go this week.
Thad Dilbeck, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director, with us here on Brew and Buzz as we're getting closer to the start of school. And, of course, we've had a lot of news stories on our website, on our newscasts here on K1 about Superintendent McCauley. And it sounds like you, obviously, and a lot of the teachers and administrators at the high school have been kind of all involved. And, obviously, this kind of involves athletics, too, and what the school year might look like. And, obviously, it's been a long process. It started probably back last spring to try to kind of have the goal of getting everyone back on campus if they'd like to be, not only to have athletics and activities as we just talked about, but get back in the classroom and go to school as well, so you guys continue those preparations.
Yeah, we've been busy all summer. In when you're in the public school business, you begin to ramp things up even more after that July 4th holiday. We've been busy planning and modifying and changing and learning, and having meetings and disseminating information and gathering data and trying to make decisions that are best for all of our students and how the district can best serve them. And that's continual. We know so much more than we did a month ago, and things have changed a lot in a month, and we continue to adjust things so that we can provide the best product for all of our patrons.
And a big week for the athletic department in the sense that you will have some official practices. I know that there's off-season activities allowed, and they can have so much interaction, and there's weights, and obviously there's a dead period usually, but they canceled that this year. So everything's been weird, but in the sense of an actual practice where you've got a coach and a varsity and a junior varsity team getting ready for a season, some of those for fall sports will start this week.
Yeah, next Wednesday, July 15th, three of our sports will start, our cross country and softball and volleyball. will begin in earnest, and their season begins, and very soon after that, and you know, not only the practices, but very quickly after that, I'm seeing their schedules for scrimmages, and you know, that's it's exciting, and I look forward to getting to watch Bartlesville athletes compete.
Talking with Thad Dilbeck here on Bruin Buzz on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Obviously, there's lots of speculation about sports at all levels and what people might do, but it's going to be interesting to see how the first few weeks kind of play out and how everything goes. And I would guess somewhere along the lines things won't look exactly how they do usually in the fall of 2019, but it kind of sounds like across the state, at the statewide level and individual school districts, the plan is to try to get those kids a chance to compete, which of course was taken from a lot of them in the spring.
You're right, Evan. You know, we're making plans for our fall seasons to start and to continue as normal. Of course, there's going to be some different or new guidelines that will be part of all of that, and you know, restrictions as far as how we gather in groups or how long we gather in groups. You know, we're busy disseminating that information, making sure our coaches are all on the same page. Everybody's done a tremendous job, and they're asking great questions, and been very helpful in making the adjustments. And you know, and the head coaches communicating to their staffs, and then also to their players, what those changes are going to be, and implementing that change. And it's worked really well up to this point. You know, but starting next week, we're starting the real thing for some of those sports, and you know, it's going to be the new normal. Some of the guidelines and restrictions that they have to abide by, but you know, as I've mentioned, kids are pliable and they're resilient, and they'll make the most of it.
Talking with Thad Dilbeck, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director here on Bruin Buzz, getting set for cross-country volleyball and softball practices to begin at Bartlesville High on Wednesday of this coming week. Football, of course, is later on in August. And I know you kind of touched on this in your last answer, but if people were looking for some positives or something that maybe would make them feel optimistic about what might happen this fall, I think that they can look no further than your guys' strength and conditioning programs this past month. You guys have been at it for about 4 weeks or so, and it's been so far so good. As you mentioned, you haven't gotten any complaints from any parents. Everything's kind of gone on smoothly. There's been a hiccup or two across the state, but for the most part, here in this part of the state, not only from talking with you, Coach Dilbeck, and the coaches of Bartlesville High, but other school districts and other coaches in our area, everyone's kind of been after it pretty solidly and in some kind of a fashion for about 4, 5, 6 weeks now.
Yeah, we've had very good numbers. We've the students have come in and worked hard. And really, they've adjusted to the new requirements and guidelines very quickly, and we've been we've had some real production in there. Students are getting in shape, and students are getting stronger, it's been it's been a very positive experience.
And I know from talking with some of the coaches at your guys' school, Bartlesville High, one of the things that really pays off in a situation like this is your relationship with the student athletes. And I know Coach Sport touched on that specifically with me a few times this offseason, when you haven't had a chance to have as much contact with a student athlete and you've had to kind of maybe only talk to them through your phone calls or text messages or social media and whatnot in order to get them to come to a weightlifting session if they want to or try out for the team this fall when everything has kind of been a little bit different than usual. Having a strong relationship with your student athletes, I think, really comes into play. Building a culture around your program comes into play, and that's something I've gotten a lot of positive feedback on, not only from Bruin football, but a lot of the other programs that are set to kick off this fall.
Well, I think it's important, and it's something that I stress first, to always be mindful of the experience that our young people are going to have for the 4 years that they're in high school. You know, we want extracurricular activities, whether it's athletics or any of our fine arts, to be a positive experience for those young people. And I think as adults, when we all reflect back on our time in high school, our extracurriculars we were involved in were an important part of what we were, what we did while we were in high school. And yeah, certainly I want all of our groups, all of our teams, all of our you know, the band, the orchestra, the chorale. I want them all to be the best in the state. I want them to compete, and I want us to always strive to be the best. But I also am always reminding coaches, when given the opportunity, that those relationships that we're building with young people and the young adults that we're helping to mature is a critical part of what we're doing here. And you know, you mentioned the coaches hadn't got to spend time with their players for a long time, and that is important. And you know, I could see it from both sides. The coaches were excited to see their players, and the players were just as excited to get back and see their coaches and their teammates.
And I think that's one of the reasons why, as you mentioned earlier, attendance has been so good this fall, not only for Bruin football, but across all the sports. You don't have 95 guys show up to do weightlifting in the middle of a pandemic and get parents' approval to do that during a pandemic if they're not pleased with the way things are going and kind of invested in the program. So I think all in all, what you've seen over the last 3 or 4 weeks is nothing but a good sign for Bartlesville High Athletics.
You're right. And you know, that's, again, I don't want to be repetitive, but I would hope that all of our programs have all of our coaches have built relationships with their students, that they would, you know, they want to come up there and be a part of their team and a part of that dynamic. But certainly that the downtime that everybody was faced with, starting with spring break last spring, has been an added wrinkle that has I think helped some of our coaches and certainly some of our young people realize they missed it and how important it was to them.
We can spend the last couple of minutes talking about facilities. Softball team's going to get to practice on their new turf for the first time. I know they had tryouts. I got a chance to talk with Coach Minson about those tryouts a handful of weeks ago, whenever those were. So they're going to be out there on the turf getting to practice on that field. A TV station in Tulsa did a nice little feature on Brady Rigdon getting to play on the turf at Bill Dungey's Memorial Stadium, named after his dad. And obviously the press box is going to come together and almost be completely finished here within the next few weeks. Those big bond issue projects that were kind of finishing up this past spring and are now almost entirely finished when it comes to the press box are starting to kind of pay their dividends now.
Yeah, you know, just this afternoon, I'm part of a walkthrough. We're going to walk through a few of those facilities as they're finishing up, and you know, they've got to put the final touches on some things. I know that we still got to get the elevator put into the press box. That's due here in a few weeks. Some seating and some other final touches in the press box. You know, you mentioned the turf on the softball field just earlier this week. There were some of us that met with the guys from the turf company and kind of went over things. They had come back and made some repairs that were needed. And you know, down here at Dungey's before the Winget tournament, we wanted things to be squared away, and they'd come up before that tournament and added some fencing or some backstops in the bullpens and got that stuff finished. So we're very, very pleased with the job that has been done. And our facilities are second to none, and we couldn't be more proud of them.
And obviously it was nice to get some actual baseball in a facility this past weekend with the Glenn Winget tournament. I thought the crowds were good and spread out, but still good. People obviously wanted to take in some baseball, and obviously it was a good weekend for a lot of the Bruin guys that are on that team, and that was just a lot of fun to be able to have an event housed downtown that kind of went on as normal this past weekend.
Well, that tournament is special because of the longevity. It's been around for a long time. And, you know, we've mentioned a few weeks ago, you and I discussed on the air about how important it was to a lot of people that we try to be able to have that tournament, and we were pleased that it worked out, and the attendance was tremendous. Tremendous support for all those teams that were playing in the tournament. And also, you mentioned in your previous question, and I wanted to hit on that, that report on Rigdon Field and, mm-hmm. and Brady Rigdon was special. I thought that was just an excellent report.
Yeah, and it goes to show you why everything that we talk about every week here, it's really important to a lot of people. It's a big deal. So hopefully we can get the ball rolling, and excited to get practices started on Wednesday.
You're right, and we are excited. It's once you hit about July 15th, when you're in my business, things start rolling. And pretty soon it's football season, and next thing you know, it's Christmas break. So we'll be very busy, but we couldn't be more excited about the upcoming fall season.
Thad Dilbeck, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director, with us every Friday morning here on Brew and Buzz. Coach, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Evan.